What's up, everybody? This is Neil Real, and this is Let's Please God, the ministry that helps you get right with God. Today, we are talking about your value. You are valuable. You are highly valuable, and so walk in your value. There are people who don't value themselves as much as they should. The way you know if you don't value yourself as much as you should is when you tolerate unhealthy situations, unhealthy people, or you consistently accept low quality. That means services or products or things of that nature. You settle for less. That's another indication, just settling for less. If you find yourself consistently doing that, you may feel that you are not valuable enough. You don't deserve the best. You don't deserve better. You know, you may feel that way, but you never really go for getting the best or something better than what you've been accepting. Another indication that you don't value yourself as much as you should, you tolerate forms of abuse. Okay, so abuse is, you know, maybe you being, you know, hurt by somebody, or spiritually, somebody keeps making derogatory comments against you, mistreating you with their words, body language. You kind of keep putting up with stuff like that. Another form of abuse is misuse. So when you're being treated or used in a way that is not how you were created to be. They just say you're on your job and they keep putting you in a place or doing work that you didn't come to do that. You come to use your gifts and talents, but they keep pushing you in something else. Stuff like that. And then you make excuses as to why you tolerate or accept all this low quality. You settle for all of this mess, you know, all this stuff. And this is a subconscious deception that masks the belief of your low value. So some people don't even want to believe that they have a low value of themselves. Nobody wants to say that out loud, you know. And nobody ever wants to get to the root and say, you know what, I don't see myself as valuable. So lies in our subconscious are placed there to mask the truth about how we feel about ourselves. So today we're going to talk about value. We're going to talk about how God values you. And that's where you got to get your value from. You got to look at God and say, thank you, Lord, for valuing me and accepting me. But I want to just talk briefly about just how you got to a place where you don't value yourself. Say for instance, something happens to us in life where we got mistreated. And no parent stood up for us. If that keeps happening, we may begin to feel like we're not valuable and we just need to take abuse from people and mistreatment from people. Or when nobody's there to help you understand that, hey, that was wrong that happened to you. This is what we're going to do about it. When nobody does that, they say, you know what, what happened to you? You're just not that valuable. That's what's being communicated to your soul. Okay. Now, this is all stemming from Satan. This is his world. He does not value humanity. He hates humanity. So this is why we kind of grow up with these kind of mindsets. If we don't have a parent to tell us, hey, you're valuable. Now, some of us grow up and we're told that over and over again to where we don't put up with the foolishness. We get out of an abusive situation very quickly when somebody is treating us that way. You say, I'm valuable. I'm not supposed to be taking this. You know what I'm saying? And so we get out of that. We don't accept less. We don't settle for less. You see? But that's because we were told that. Now, what we have to do once we get born again is that should reset for us. And we should begin to understand through scripture and through other believers. That's why I tell believers, hey, you're valuable. You know, even if they don't struggle with that, I always say it because I know the enemy is always in the back of their minds telling them, you know, God don't love you that much. You know, you ain't really about nothing. You know, so I want you to understand that you're valuable. So we're going to get into some scriptures. Obviously, you know, this is a Bible-based ministry, and we always come from the Word. So let's deal with a few struggles that people have about value. And specifically, some people struggle with low value, and they think that God is one strike away from condemning them or abandoning them because of their sins and their failures in life. But this is just not the case. Let me read Romans 5:8. And I'm coming from a New Living Translation. It says, God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. So prior to you even accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior and wanting to follow him and obey him, the Father had Jesus already had the plan in motion. I'm going to have him die. I'm going to have the blood of Jesus, you know, shed so that they can get cleansed and that the Holy Spirit can be poured out. He had all this set up for you prior to you even accepting him. So how is it that you feel like God doesn't value you, that he's going to throw you away because you made some mistakes as a new saint or a saint that you know, you've been in Christ for a while and you still kind of messing up here and there? Don't think that God going to look. If he died for you prior to you even accepting him, why do you think that he's going to just drop you now that you're born again and you making mistakes here and there? Why do you think that he's just going to kick you to the curb and you about one, you know, strike away from just being tossed in the lake of fire? You can't believe that. That's the enemy. The enemy is saying you're not valuable. God don't love you. He's just going to toss you to the curb. But no, he died for you while you were still a sinner, before you even accepted Christ. So now that you're a follower of Christ, guess what? He loves you even more. Because you've chosen to follow him. And so he's looking at you like a toddler. You know, you may fall, you getting back up, you trying to walk. And as the scriptures say, you know, he'll never leave you or forsake you. So he's not gonna give up on you. It's not all up to you to make it into heaven. You know, his spirit empowers you to get there. You just gotta choose to yield to his power and you'll make it in. So be encouraged about that. You are valuable to God. Okay, he's not gonna ban you just because you screwed up a few times. Okay, you're learning how to walk. All right? Let's do another one here. Some people think that God is going to abandon their needs for food, shelter, and clothing. They don't believe God is going to take care of them. You know, so they can't make certain moves in life because they feel like, okay, God's not going to take care of me. Okay, that's a big belief that a lot of people struggle with. It comes out of pride. They think they got to take care of themselves, and they look at their ability and they get scared because they're like, man, I got less. I don't know if I can do this. It's not going to be the best and all this kind of stuff. But no, God says he's going to take care of us. All right. We are valuable to him. Here's another passage. Matthew chapter 6, verses 26 and 33. It says, look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you more valuable to him than they are? Then it goes in verse 33, it says, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. All right. We are more valuable than some birds, and he takes care of them. You look at these animals, they're being taken care of by God. And so if they're doing fine, what you think he's going to do for you? It's when we screw up is when we think we got to take care of ourselves. We go out of our way to do things. And what happens is everything is a mess. So God will take care of us. He's not going to leave us out there. We're valuable to him. You got to understand that. Food, clothing, shelter, everything we need, he's got us. He says here that all you got to do is seek the kingdom. Live righteously, he says. You'll be okay. He got your back. You are valuable. So don't think that he don't see you as that. But the enemy will like you to believe that you ain't about nothing. And you got to take care of yourself because God ain't looking down and he don't care nothing about you like that. This is the enemy now. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Okay, accept the truth. God will take care of you. Everything will be fine. And I'm a living witness of that. Here's another passage, just the same one. Isaiah 49:15. This is all from the New Living Translations, by the way. It says, can a mother forget her nursing child? Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. So God will not forget you. You are valuable, extremely valuable to God. You're like a child of his, a newborn. And even if a mother was to abandon her child, in some real cases, God will never do that. He's going to take care of you in all areas of life if you allow him to. So you don't worry about nothing. And accept the fact that you're valuable. The final thing is this. Low value thinking leads us to put up with slavery from men. Let's read a passage here in 1 Corinthians 7:23. It says, God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world. And that's translated in different ways, or slaves of men or slaves of people. So how does that translate? Well, it translates to a lot of stuff I just said in the beginning of this sermon. Being a slave to man can be connected to pleasing people. Trying to please people is going to be like slavery. All right. Another side of that is some of the jobs that we are part of. It's slavery. They underpaying us. We're mistreated. We're being misused. We're in places where our talents and gifts are not being utilized. That's slavery. Working a 9 to 5 in many cases in the United States is slavery. You're getting paid just enough to come back to work. You can't even save that much. And it's just enough to get by. That's slavery. They're keeping you to come back to work to be a slave for them, but it's not enough to actually build and actually be detached from them. So you stay at the job. You stay under that system. You might as well be living in the backyard of the company like the slave did when they built this American country. On the plantation, they got a little hut in the back of the field where they sleep at, and then they come out and they do their work and they come back in there at the end of the day. They're working from sun up to sundown. That's what's going on. This is slavery. So he's saying here, God paid a high price for you, so don't be enslaved by the world. Be a slave of God. Be a servant of God. Okay? And God is not going to treat you like man treats you. Y'all slaves. A lot of people are still slaves. Even though they're born again, they on a job that's beating them down, underpaying them, unappreciating them, mistreating them. This is what slavery of men looks like. It's people pleasing, trying to please sinners. He's saying, look, God paid a high price for you. So that means that you're valuable. You're extremely valuable. He said, so don't be enslaved by the world. So once you get coming to this understanding, you say, I'm valuable. I'm not putting up with no slavery from no man. I'm not going to be under no corporation that underpaying me and don't appreciate me. So what do? You begin to seek God and say, God, how can I be utilized by you in your kingdom? I'm not saying you got to quit your job. You just find something that's better. You find something that's emphasizing your value. Okay. And sometimes that means you might have to start your own business or whatever. But I'm not trying to make a claim for people that everybody leave their jobs and all this kind of stuff. My point is, you don't have to be a slave to man. That's what he's saying here. Don't be a slave to the world. Another form of being slave to the world is, of course, putting up with abuse. Family members that don't love the Lord abusing you, man, cut them out your life. I don't care if they grew up with you. That's my family. I don't care. They don't love the Lord. They can't be in your life. But look what they're doing while they're in your life. Abusing you, causing all kind of stress and drama for you. The Bible doesn't call us to be in fellowship with these people. So we got to let them go. I get emails from people all the time, you know, man, this is what's happening in my family right now. You know, a lot of us are taught family is key. That's you can't let go of family. But if they're not born again, and especially if they mistreating you because of your faith or just causing drama, we can't be with them. And God has called us to peace. He's called us to freedom. And that's slavery, to just be up under people like that, or always dealing with that kind of mess. You know what I'm saying? And when you keep putting up with mess like that, you're saying I ain't valuable. I'm not that valuable. I'm settling for people mistreating me, dealing with this stuff. Now, of course, the Bible says we will be persecuted. We will be mistreated. So I'm not saying that we're trying to get away from persecution, run from every form of persecution. The bottom line is, I'm saying there's stuff in the world we don't have to put up with. There's stuff in the world that is happening to some of us because we don't see ourselves as valuable enough. We don't think we are valuable enough. And so we keep putting up with it. All right. And so I'm saying, begin to assess your life and say, you know what? That ain't what I need to accept. I'm not going to settle for that. All right. The bottom line is, you're valuable. That's what I want to get across to you today. God sees you as valuable. Even the sinners, he sees as valuable, because he sees, you know what? I see their potential, you know, but now that you're a child of God. And we see even in scripture how Jesus prayed for you. He didn't pray for the sinners. He prayed for you. He said, I pray that they make it to the end. I pray that they be saved. I pray that they endure to the end. Humanity is extremely valuable to God. That's why he wouldn't be trying to redeem us. See, he ain't redeeming Satan. He's not redeeming the fallen angels. He's not redeeming demons. There's no salvation plan for them. We are extremely valuable. We've been made in the image of God. Okay, so you got to see yourself as that. And when you see yourself as valuable, you stop putting up with a lot of this mess out here. We ain't got to take all this stuff. Okay, so I encourage you to walk in your value. All right. And back again to Jesus. You know, he said, God paid a high price for you. So don't be enslaved to the world. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 11, verse 7, Jesus said, my yoke is easy to bear and my burden is light. So be a servant of Jesus. Be a servant of God. Okay. And I've seen it. The work I do as a prophet and a teacher is a lot more freeing, easy than working for corporate America or somebody else who is trying to put weights and loads on me and stress me out and all that kind of stuff. And I also am self-employed. So that's a lot easier than, like I said, being in those other positions. I'm free to do the will of God and use my skills and talents as well. And I pray that God move you in places where it's easier. But we got to get up out from under this man and say, look, I'm valuable. I'm not dealing with this crap from the world. You see what I'm saying? I'm not putting up with it. So until next time, walk in the spirit and be blessed.